We'll call a House Tax Committee to order. The hour of 10:15 having arrived, February 10th, 2011. We do not have a quorum yet, but we will start with testimony on House. Is Representative House here? Okay. We will go with. I will. When we have a quorum, I will move that House File 258 be recommended, passed, and sent to the General Register. So, Mr. Doyle, if you could please come and. We will go through my bill. And I will just take the bill from here. What we're doing here is we have a licensed ambulance services authorized to submit claims directly to the state. I would like Mr. O.J. Doyle to give a little history on this, and then we will see if there's any questions. And then we will wait for a quorum, and we'll wait for Representative Howes. Mr. Doyle, welcome to the Tax Committee. If you could please present the bill.
Thank you,
Mr. Chairman. Testimony on the bill.
Members of the committee, as the chairman said, my name is O.J. Doyle. I'm here on behalf of the Minnesota Ambulance Association to seek your support for what is really a technical change in current law. Under the current revenue recapture statutes, there are two means of the state collecting the delinquent or unpaid ambulance charges, either going directly through the state or going through the county in which the ambulance service is based and then going to the state in a two-step process. The reality is there are no counties that are interested in being involved in this process. The state is doing all the claims. All this is a technical correction, just reflecting what is currently going on in the state.
Thank you, Mr. Doyle. Before we go to the committee for questions, is there anyone in the audience that would wish to testify against the bill? Anyone wish to testify against the chairman's bill? Representative House? Okay, with that, I'll open up for questions. Very, very simple and straightforward. We're letting the Department of Revenue do what they're already doing. Would that sum it up?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Biskins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Doyle, I thought I heard you say, but if you could clarify, it says a county may act as claimant. Is it your testimony that we're 0 for 87 at this point?
Mr. Doyle?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, Representative Biskins, I couldn't hear the question.
Representative Biskins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Doyle, are there no counties that are acting as the claimant agency?
Representative Mr. Doyle.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Biskins, it is my understanding that no counties, according to the Department of Revenue, are currently involved in this process.
Representative Biskins? Okay, with that, we will wait on a vote for the bill. We're one short of a quorum at this point. Any other questions for Mr. Doyle? Thank you very much, Mr. Doyle. We will act on the bill when we have a quorum.
Thank you.
Representative Howes, welcome to the committee, sir. Representative Howes has a bill, House File 394. I will, when we have a quorum, I will be moving House File 394, be laid over for possible inclusion in the omnibus bill. We now have a quorum member, so we'll back up her a little bit. We will call the meeting to order of the House Committee on Taxes, February 10th, 2011. Okay, I've been made aware that there's a technical amendment that we need on the previous bill. We will wait for that. We will take that up after Chairman House's bill, House File 394. So, where's the minutes here? Do we have minutes? Representative Crawford moves the minutes of February 9th, 2011. Any additions or corrections to the minutes?
No.
Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The Crawford motion passes. Okay, Representative Howes, welcome to the Tax Committee. I will move that House File 394 be laid over for the omnibus for possible inclusion in the omnibus tax bill. Representative Howes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to give you a brief prehistory to this,
I introduced House File 214 earlier in session, and my freshman senator decided it wasn't correct because someone told him it wasn't. So now we have before you 394, which isn't correct because the one I did was, but I wasn't going to argue with him or change the course of the proceedings. You'll notice on line 1.12 where it says, and data systems. We need to remove that, and also on line 2.34, we need to remove and data systems, and then
sir,
I could explain why.
Please, could you please repeat the motion that I'll be making?
Okay, on line 1.12, the new language and data systems, we remove that. And then on line 2.34, at the end of that sentence, and data systems, we remove those three words. Might need help with Ms. Dalton if we need a comma in there or something.
Ms. Dalton, could you please tell the committee what my motion is?
Your motion is page 1, line 12, delete the new language.
And then on 2.34?
On 2.34, also delete and data.
Are there any questions to my motion? Representative Biskins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To your motion on line 1.8 and line 1.9, would there also, or at least 1.8, would there need to be an adjustment made as well?
Ms. Dalton, am I moving to remove and data from line 1.8?
That would be correct.
Thank you, Representative Biskins. So the motion is to remove on line 1, my motion is to remove on line 1.8 and data. On 1.12 and data deleted. On 2.34, remove the words and data. Any questions? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Chairman House, were you finished describing your bill?
Yeah, well, Mr. Chairman, this is to exempt sales tax from the armor system that. Originally, it was looked at Cass County and Beltrami County, but obviously this now statewide in those that want to go there. It will change the fiscal note, which I don't have it in front of me right now, but I assume you have it in your packet, because revenue really did not know what data systems meant and how broad that would be. Thank you. So this will change the fiscal note dramatically. And one of the reasons we're doing it... Well, I hate to use this phrase, but it's a fairness issue. Many counties have already been exempted, and this is simply a federal regulation that we have to do. The reason the data systems got confused are there are some counties that are going with a system that we call narrowband. It's just enough to make it meet federal regulations, but most everybody wants to go with the broadband armor system, which makes sense. So that's what we're doing. My county has the money to move ahead and do this. They just don't think they should have to pay the sales tax to do it because many other counties have not had to pay.
Representative House, are you aware about how many counties have already been exempted? I think Olmsted, I don't know.
Olmsted, Hennepin, Ramsey, I think Itasca.
So there's been several.
Yeah,
okay,
St. Cloud area.
Any questions for the author, Representative Erickson?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm sorry I did not get to hear the presentation of the bill. But Representative Howes, my concern, and this dates back to when I served previously, is the cost of these systems and the ever-changing technology. And, for example, in Mille Lacs County, they set aside $1 million for this. Can you validate why it is so expensive, and does Motorola have the sole contract, and why can't there be competition? I mean, can you just shed some light on what's going on? I know it's not related to your bill, but can you give us some background?
Representative
Chairman Erickson, yeah, it's run by government, and it's run amok.
Well said.
Person of Erickson? Okay. So, I will recommend that we lay House File 394 over as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Members will go back to amend. I will now renew my motion that House File 258 be recommended pass. Mr. Michael is going to describe what we're doing. I have, and then I'll hit. This is the amendment, Mr. Michael.
Mr. Chair, we're in the process of drafting the amendment, so it's not there. We just discovered there's another reference in the Revenue Recapture Act in Section 278.07, Subdivision 1, Paragraph C, that references counties acting on behalf of ambulance services, and since we're striking the authority for that just as a matter of cleaning up the statute, it would be nice to strike this what would now become superfluous language. So the amendment would be to amend Minnesota Statutes 278.07, Subdivision 1, striking paragraph C and then relettering paragraph D as C. We're typing up that amendment now. We don't have the typed up copy. I don't know if you want to do it as an oral amendment.
Yeah, I do. Mr. Doyle, could you please comment on my proposed amendment?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Again, for the record, my name is O.J. Doyle. I'm here on behalf of the Minnesota Ambulance Association. Additional language was noted prior to the beginning of the meeting, and this is simply a technical correction to make it consistent and get rid of the superfluous language. So,
okay, I will again move House File 258. I will now move the amendment that Mr. Michael will once again describe.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, the amendment would be to amend House File 258 after line 1, after page 1, line 23, insert section 2, Minnesota Statutes 2010, section 278.03, subdivision, 278.07, subdivision 1 is amended by striking paragraph C and relettering paragraph D as paragraph C. And the language of that just reads, for each debt for which a county acts as a claimant agent on behalf of a licensed ambulance service, the county may charge the ambulance service a fee not to exceed the cost of administering the claim. Since Section 1 of the bill eliminates the authority of a county to act as a claimant agency on behalf of an ambulance service, this language would be essentially superfluous and simply would make the statutes consistent.
Any questions on my amendment?
Yes,
Representative Biskins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And if we're looking for consistency, then Mr. Michaels, would we not need to put, if you're inserting this after line 1.23, would you not have to also replicate line 1.23 to make that new section effective date at the same time?
Mr. Michael?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Biskins, yes, you could. I guess maybe we have the draft of it now. Obviously, it would be nice to make it effective at the same time, but it's not crucial because it's just extra language in the statute.
Representative Biskins? Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Okay, we will, since we have it here, we'll just hold. Representative Erickson?
Mr. Chair and Mr. Michael, would we not also modify the title?
Mr. Michael?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Erickson, yes, the title will need to be amended.
Thank you. Mr. Michael, just take care of that. Take care of all. Okay. Members, you should have the amendment shortly here if you don't already. Representative Anderson, the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I apologize if you covered this earlier. But I assume, Mr. Doyle, there's a cost savings to the county by not having them to be the one to go after these funds, or
Mr. Doyle?
excuse me. Mr. Chairman, Representative, because the counties are no longer doing any of these claims processing, there wouldn't be a fiscal impact because they're no longer doing it.
Person Anderson. Any other questions? I will, again, renew my motion on the H0258A1 amendment. Any questions? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. I will now move House File 258 as amended. Any questions, Representative Dabney?
Question to Mr. Doyle, if I may. Who are these ambulance services?
Mr. Doyle?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Dabney. All the licensed ambulance services in the state.
Representative Dabney?
Maybe a Mr. Chair, Mr. Doyle, then for-profit, non-profit, public, private?
Mr. Doyle?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Dabney, yes, all licensed ambulance services in the state have been covered by this law for approximately a decade. And the reason there was a differentiation in the claims processing, and I can't remember what it was, there was a technical concern, and so it had the dual approach to the collections. But I think it's worth noting there's only 3 for-profit ambulance services in Minnesota that are ma and pa operations and very rural parts of the state. We really don't have for-profit EMS in Minnesota.
Representative Dabney.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm just trying to understand. We're having the state be the collection agent.
Representative
and
Dabney.
I'm trying to understand.
Sorry.
This, and I'm not familiar enough with this area.
As was testified
law.
To earlier, basically what we're doing is we're putting in law what's already happening. The state is already doing this. The counties are out of it. And so we're just putting in law what current practice is. Would that be safe to say that, Mr. Doyle?
Yes, sir.
Representative Dabney?
Okay.
I was thinking consent calendar, but whatever. No? Okay.
Mr. Chair, nothing should be on a consent calendar.
Oh.
Nothing.
The governor's budget proposal? Maybe? No? Oh, okay. I'll renew my... Any other questions from committee members? I will renew my motion that House File 258 as amended be recommended to pass and put to the General Register. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Members, good government all the time. We're adjourned.